You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched. Missiles launched. Missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. 101 missiles coming at them. All right. We have to have like 11 seconds to make a determination. Then at 7 seconds, fire, fire, fire. It's the most unbelievable thing. Fire, boom, fire, boom.
Can you imagine if Joe Biden treated a war like a video game while soldiers returned home in coffins? This is unsettling. Trump hasn't been well for decades. The decline is evident. And I like this tweet so much because the same people who have spent literally their entire careers, I almost said under Joe Biden, but no, their entire careers, screaming and yelling that Democrats are this and Democrats are that and they're not serious. Joe Biden is, you know, apparently cognitively declining all the time, every day. Look at the shoes he's wearing. He doesn't care about working class Americans. He doesn't care about soldiers. The Afghan withdrawal. And Donald Trump does this. 13 American troops are dead. Dozens are injured. People are dying. And Donald Trump is on a stage. His brain is mush. And he's, again, treating it like a video game. I want to talk about all this, specifically about Megyn Kelly. Because, you are really seeing, like I have said this several times now over the last few days, Donald Trump is not politically invincible, even though it often feels like he is. And the poll numbers are really, really starting to take a hit. And you're seeing the culture around this stuff shift a lot. And as somebody who spent a lot of time, like I know you did, in the lead up to the 2024 election, trying to stop a lot of this madness, where the culture is really, really important. First, let's listen to Tim Dillon talk about this today. Talk about the war. And before I hit play, really quickly, if you haven't seen me before, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy the work I do, if you enjoy the way I do these videos, it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel, hit subscribe, maybe check out a video. I post videos every single day, and sometimes I go live and I debate Trump supporters, which is always, it's always quite the time. And so it's usually an hour and a half, 2 hours. You see me cycle through different emotions. So it'd mean a lot if you checked it out. Also here on the Adam Mockler channel, we are getting so close to 2 million subscribers. You guys are incredible. And Adam and I appreciate you so much. So make sure you like and subscribe down below. Make sure to share the video with a friend or family if you feel so obliged, if you feel so, if you want to. I can speak so bigly. All right, let's listen to Tim Dillon here.
What people elected Trump for was what they elect most presidents for, which is their pocketbook. It's prosperity. It's having some extra money in the pocket. It's having some disposable income. It's being able to maintain a standard of living. They elected Trump because they felt they were losing ground and they wanted to regain some ground, and they wanted and they thought too many of the government resources were going to immigrants that had just got here, and that maybe the federal workforce was too vast, and that too many government resources were going to foreign wars. And those are perfectly reasonable reasons to elect somebody, by the way. However, what you've gotten is a ton of government resources going to a foreign war. And you've gotten a lot of government resources being poured into these AI programs and robotics programs that will only seemingly make people's lives in the near term harder, because they're going to lose their job if any of these people are to be believed. And they're going to have less money and less security because of these things. So a lot of people are not happy a little over a year into the Trump presidency to see the first lady walk out with a humanoid robot. But let's continue to hear the robot out, because I've never been for not letting people speak. Let's go.
Yeah, and so Tim Dillon would go on in this episode to, you know, rightly say what I have been saying and so many of us have been saying over and over and over again, which is I don't even know what's going on with the Iran war. Like, people voted for Trump for this reason. They're getting the opposite, and he's declared that he's won. Like, we have won 12 times. 12 times. And we obviously haven't won. And the justification is so confusing, and what's going on is confusing. It's disaster. It's a true disaster. Megyn Kelly begs Trump to end his war after 5 alarm fire warning. I want to play this, and then we're going to get into some clips of Donald Trump recently. So this was a tweet that she sent out. 5 alarm fire, for the love of all that is holy. We need to get out of Iran and work full-time on people's money worries. And this is some of the approval ratings. Trump, job approval rating. Approve 33%, disapprove 62%. We now have, via a Harvard poll today, more Americans saying that the economy was better under Joe Biden than Donald Trump right now. I mean, yeah, it's almost like there was like 200 of the top economists around the world who got together and signed a letter and were like, please, Donald Trump's economic policies are going to cause inflation and usher in a recession at the earliest mid-2025 or mid-2026. Here we are. It's like we try to tell people, and this is what's going on. Let's listen to Megyn Kelly here, because I also find it fascinating. It's like she's almost there, but she's also so, like, you can see so still somehow entrenched. It's Trump's fault, but it's not Trump's fault. It's everybody around Trump's fault. It's crazy. Take a listen.
It's delightful to think about someone holding him to account for the lies he told that got us into this war. Stop with that. It's President Trump's decision. I'm aware, but someone talked him into it, and those people should be held to account. As this thing goes south, we need to know exactly who talked him into it and what representations were made to convince the president that this was a good idea. Who specifically? The names we know are Bibi Netanyahu, first and foremost, Lindsey Graham, equally to blame. We know from the Wall Street Journal report that Mark Thiessen of Fox News and General Jack Keane were major advocates of the war. Okay, like those guys, but they appear to have been very wrong that this was a good idea. And we could keep going. Mark Levin, chief among them, he says now, oh, I wasn't me. Every night on Fox News out there, urging the president to do this. And then he had a meeting with him in June where we know he denies it now. We know he pushed him for this. Ben Shapiro was out on his show every day pushing this war. Like, there were very prominent activists on the right who were practically frothing at the mouth for this thing. And now that it's not only going poorly, but the president's poll numbers are in a precipitous free fall, we'd love to see some accountability. Who promised him what? And this is a great start, having the vice president speak directly to Bibi Netanyahu.
I just, like, it's okay. I would also like accountability for all of the right wing people, influencers, you know, people with any type of microphone who got us to this point in American history. I would like to see any of those people apologize and be like, you know, I was so wrong. But in this specific instance, it's like, how do you go for 2 minutes being like, who talked Trump into this? It's such a bad idea, and now his poll numbers are suffering. It's your fault. It's Donald J. Trump's fault. He's 80 years old, and you're saying he doesn't know how to make a decision? Jesus, God. Let's listen to Trump. The last few days these clips come from, it's been bad. It's been very bad.
Terminate the filibuster, and they should vote. That's what I think. Look, I think the Senate is playing it too soft. The Republicans are wonderful people, but we're dealing with very sick individuals. The Democrats are sick. There's something wrong. They're like terrorists, and we have to protect our country.
Do you remember, let me ask you this, do you remember when you could lose a presidential election because you called a batch of people deplorables? Do you remember that? That's like a huge deal. Oh, how could you call Americans deplorable? And now Donald Trump's just like, Democrats are terrorists, and no one cares. No one cares. He can say whatever he wants. The guy knows. He knows. This section right here is so weird to me. I'm about to show you a set of videos of Donald Trump talking about how he doesn't think he's going to make it to heaven. Like, is this guy, what is going on?
Go ahead. You had talked a couple weeks ago, you were doing an interview, and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay, I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly an Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven, but I.
The standards for President of the United States are in literal hell. And I scream about this when I debate Trump supporters. People say, oh, yeah, I mean, he shouldn't say that. Or, oh, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, he says a lot of stuff. It's like, why is that ever acceptable for the, like, leader of the United States of America? The hypothetical most powerful country on earth. Now, obviously, this clip wasn't from, like, the last few days. And neither is this one. But the upcoming ones are. This is just, I just wanted to point out how often he says this in relation to, you know, taxpayer-funded missiles slamming into schools in Iran. Like, this guy is really just not a great person. And he knows it, I guess. Or he's in full cognitive decline. He doesn't know it. He just says stuff. I don't know.
It's not worthy of heaven. I'm not going to make it. And I was having a good time going, you know, I was having fun. I hope to make it. But I doubt I will, to be honest with you. A lot of you will. I'm not so sure. But I was having fun. The New York Times is a front page story. Donald Trump is now questioning his mortality. They made it like I was totally. So you can't joke.
That's such a weird joke. I don't know. I feel like it's a weird joke for anyone. It's a very weird joke for the President of the United States. I was zooming in on his face there because, man, that was in North Georgia a few weeks ago, really sweating a lot. But, like, I don't know. I'm going to do what I say I hate people doing, which is comparing. But in this instance, I'm comparing myself to the president because I'm trying to get across what a weird joke it is. Like, if I said that to my friends, if you said that, I don't think I'm going to make it to heaven. What? What are you talking about right now? Why would, what evil have you committed? What are you saying? This was RFK Jr. at CPAC in the last few days. And this is like top five things that never happened. They are running all out PR blitzes for Donald Trump. This is a crazy story. I mean, the way that they consistently, the cult is like reached new highs, the way that they talk about this guy. Take a listen.
He has encyclopedic molecular knowledge on this wide range of very, very eclectic interests. Music, Broadway shows, pro wrestling, football,
yes.
Every sport, golf, and business and Wall Street. He knows how everybody made their money and what deals they made. And he tells stories all the time about it. It's just one after the other. And one time during the campaign, I was on the airplane with him, and we were sitting across the table from each other eating McDonald's. Drinking Diet Coke. And we started talking about Syria, and he got a placemat, and he turned it on its back, and then he took a Sharpie, and he drew a perfect map of the Mideast, and then he put the troop strength of every country on every border on that map, and it just it challenged a lot of the assumptions that I had been told about him. He has, he has this extraordinary depth of knowledge about what's happening in each one of the agencies, my agency and the others, and,
I mean, oh my God, look, I'm not going to force you to listen to the next 40 seconds of this, but he's Jesus Christ. He knows everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. His knowledge is so vast and impressive. It's like, oh my God. And also, that never happened. If I was a gambling man, I would slam so much money on that never happening. Okay. And it's also, I saw a tweet that made me chuckle. Like, you remember when the birthday card came out that Donald Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein for his birthday? That is so indicting, an indictment of Donald Trump and his knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein and what he was doing. And it's a drawing. And he said, that's not me. It is him. But he said, that's not me because I don't draw. I don't draw pictures. Apparently, RFK Jr. says you draw perfect maps of the Middle East. You can't draw. I'm not a drawer. I don't draw photos. I'm randomly eating McDonald's and drinking Diet Coke and drawing pictures of the Middle East. It all makes so much sense, folks. This was Donald Trump in Air Force One in the last 24 hours. Take a look.
Another one. Wait, excuse me. Wait. I thought I'd do this now because it's easier. I'm so busy that I don't have time to do this. But I'm fighting wars and other things. But this is very important because this is going to be with us for a long time. And it's going to be, I think it'll be the greatest ballroom anywhere in the world. It's its highest level. Same height, exact height, if not higher, same height as the White House, exactly the same height. And if you look, you have the White House over here, you have this, and that's a duplicate of the wall. So it pays total homage to the White House, which is, I think, very important.
I couldn't possibly imagine why his poll numbers are collapsing, Megyn Kelly. Like, why? Americans really are focused on cost of living and all, you know, all the chaos around the world, and they're scared and they're worried, and it's the slowest pace of hiring in 25 years, not including COVID, and Donald Trump is talking about this. And also, we're at war. We're raging. Again, this is the peace president, no new wars guy, no new regime change guy, you know, or no regime change, no endless war. He also has said multiple times it's not a war, it's an incursion. Then, you know, in the last 24 hours saying it's a war, so I don't even know anymore. In a few years, people will pretend they never supported Trump. It's already happening. Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And like, what is going on right here? What is happening with Donald Trump? What are we doing? We're dancing with swords. We're doing like the Trump dance. We're doing more dances. We have swords. We're pretending to cut things. I mean, it's a disaster. It's a true disaster. Lastly, from today's press conference, Caroline Leavitt. Take a listen to this.
Good afternoon, everyone. Could you hear our amen in there? We just said a little loud prayer as a team. In this Holy Week, President Trump and the First Lady are joining in prayer with Christians celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Now, listen, I'm not a religious person, but I suspect that everything Donald Trump is currently doing and this administration is doing is not following even close to the teachings of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just such fake BS. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you making it through this video. It means the world. If you did, make sure you like and subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel. You guys are the best. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.